弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
正如刚刚报告弟兄提到，我这个是临时上阵。
As the brother who was announcing mentioned, this was a last-minute change.
所以当弟兄问我这个礼拜在不在，有没有空的时候
，So when the brother asked me if I was here this week and if I had time,
我本来是不在的。
Originally, I wasn't here.
我在西雅图。
I was in Seattle.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
他叫我要回来。
He told me to come back.
不是为这个聚会。
Not for this gathering.
在我们弟兄问我之前，我已经是昨天回来的。
Before our brother asked me, I was already going to come back yesterday.
但是只有三四天时间的准备。
But with 3 to 4 days to prepare.
我想对主的话来讲，永远是不够的。
I believe that's never enough for the word of God.
所以我在想，如果主没有给我话的话
，If the Lord had not given me any words.
现在是祷告聚会。
This would be a time of prayer.
那我相信，可能是。第一次这么多人的祷告聚会。
And I believe it'd be the first time for so many people in the prayer gathering.
所以我真的是也在这边盼望弟兄姐妹把这个聚会当作是祷告聚会。
But I hope that brothers and sisters would treat this gathering as a prayer meeting.
因为需要为我祷告。
Hence, you need to pray for me.
如果他不说话。
If he does not speak.
那在这里我们浪费时间。
Then our time here is in vain.
好，所以我们一开始还是有点祷告的主的话。
So let's start by praying with them, and then we read the word.
主啊，每次我们能够聚集在你面前，都是你的恩典。
Lord, each time we can gather before you, it is your grace.
我们真的不明白为什么你这么爱我们。
We do not understand why you love us so much.
我们常常悖逆。
We are often rebellious.
主啊，我们也不听你的话。
And we often don't hear you.
甚至有时候我们对聚会主啊我们也是觉得厌烦
and sometimes we even grow tired of gathering together
主啊我们喜欢享受
but we like to enjoy ourselves
好宴乐
and we like to eat and drink
我们享受你所给我们的恩典
we have received so much of your grace
主啊但是有时候我们常常没有办法专心在你面前
but oftentimes we cannot focus upon you
但是主我们实在谢谢你
but Lord we truly thank you
今天我们竟然能够再一次聚集在一起
today we have another opportunity to be gathered together
我们深信这个时间是在你的手中
and we truly believe that this time is in your hands
你聚集我们一起绝对不是偶然
it is not a coincidence that you have gathered us together
所以当我们来到你面前的时候
so as we are gathered with you together
主啊我们求你真的是向我们的心说话
Lord we ask that you would speak to our hearts
主啊减少人的话
May you remove man's words
但是你自己亲自摸到我们里面
But may you personally touch us
主啊但愿我们在你面前等候
May we wait before you
主啊你向我们施恩
May you be gracious to us
我们将感谢祷告是奉耶稣基督宝贵的名
We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' precious name
Amen那大家都知道我比较喜欢引用旧约
So everyone knows that I like to use the Old Testament
我不太敢问上一次问弟兄姐妹我上次说交通了什么
I do not dare ask brothers and sisters what I shared about last time
但是我如果问弟兄姐妹上个礼拜我们弟兄交通了什么不知道大家记不记得
But if I ask you what our brother shared last week I don't know if everyone remembers or not
我们来考个试好不好
Let's take a test
那我问余云奎你 上个礼拜你听到什么
So I asked our brother Paul What did you hear last week?
快忘了是吧
Did you forget?
OK 感谢主
Thank you Lord
我们来读几段圣经
Let's read a few passages
彼得前书
First Peter
第一章
Chapter 1
彼得前书第一章第八节
Verse 8
你们虽然没有见过他却是爱他如今虽不得看见却因信他就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐
And though you have not seen him you love him and though you do not see him now but believe in him you greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory
这是彼得 我们知道彼得他跟主耶稣在一起三年多的时间。
We know that Peter was with our Lord for the 3.5 years.
他当然看见过主。
And of course he's seen the Lord.
但是当主他离开这个地上，他回到父的宝座之后。
But when our Lord left the earth and he returned to the Father's throne,
教会开始。
And the church was born.
然后就我们就知道使徒行传就开始一连串描述了当时候的光景。
And we know that the book of Acts speaks of the condition during that time.
那当彼得写彼得书信的时候，
And when Peter wrote his two epistles,
我们也晓得那时候已经经过了很久的时间。
We know that a while has passed.
很多神的儿女因着他们的传福音得救，神天天把得救的人加给教会。
And we know that the Lord continually added those among them who were saved through their preaching the gospel.
而且不仅仅只在耶路撒冷。
It wasn't only in Jerusalem.
我们知道使徒们、门徒们按着主的教训，很忠心的就把福音传开了。
We know that the disciples followed the Lord's instruction and they preached the gospel everywhere.
所以当彼得写这封书信的时候，写给哪里的弟兄们呢？
So when Peter wrote this letter, who was he writing to?
他说写信给那分散在本都、加拉太、加帕多加、亚细亚、比推尼寄居的。
He says to those who reside as aliens scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia.
那等于是今天，大概在今天的土耳其。
Essentially, that is modern day Turkey.
哦，东边
the eastern part of it.
北边
and the northern part.
哦，以及整个小亚细亚
and Asia Minor.
那这些弟兄姐妹
and these brothers and sisters,
几乎大概大部分都没有见过亲眼见过主耶稣
Essentially, none of them had personally seen the Lord with their own eyes.
在当时候他们受到极大的压力跟逼迫。
And during that time, they received much pressure and persecution.
所以有了彼得书信。
And that's why there's First Peter.
所以彼得告诉他们。
So Peter tells them,
你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他。
And though you have not seen him, you love him.
如今虽不得看见，却因信他就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
And though you do not see him now, but believe in him, you greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory.
这就是教会当时候的情况。
And this was the church's condition back then.
你有没有觉得这句话就好像说在我们里面？
Do you feel that these words are spoken directly to our hearts?
我们肉眼有见过主耶稣吗？
Have we seen the Lord personally with our flesh eyes?
没有。
No.
我不知道有没有人会不一样，他看见，但是我没有。
I don't know if anyone else might be different, but at least for me, I have not.
但是彼得说，如今虽不得看见。
But Peter here says, and though you have not seen him,
但因信就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
But believe in him, so you greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible.
哇，这是一个很大的鼓励。
This is a great encouragement.
肉眼没有看见
though you have not seen him with your physical eyes,
因信
but by faith,
那个信就是灵里的眼睛
that's the spiritual eyes,
我们里面喜乐
and we are full of joy within.
喜乐什么呢？
What are we full of joy for?
在这样子外面环境大大的逼迫以及很多试探引诱的底下
in the outside circumstance of much tribulation and temptation,
我们喜乐什么？
What are we full of joy about?
那我用旧约来一个图片给大家看一下。
Let me show everyone a picture from the Old Testament.
其实这个我以前曾经也交通过。
So I've shared about this before.
大家记不记得？我想大家都记得。
I believe everyone remembers.
以撒娶利伯家的故事。
Isaac going to meet Rebecca.
所以我借着这个来考一下上个礼拜我们弟兄讲的。
So I will use this to test everyone regarding what our brother spoke last week.
我们弟兄上个礼拜讲了一个很绕口的名词。
Our brother spoke of a very, a word that's not easy to, easy to pronounce. A place.
一个地点，对。什么人记得？
Does anyone remember?
Beer.
Starts with beer.
拉海莱
La Hai Loi.
Okay, 我们看一下好吗
Let's take a look.
这是一个地图啊。
So first is a map.
我们都知道以撒娶利伯家的这个事情。
We all know this matter when Isaac married Rebecca.
他的亚伯罕的仆人
Abraham's servant
他按着亚伯兰的交代
had been instructed by Abraham
因为亚伯兰说以撒不可以娶这里外邦的女子
because Abraham had said that he may not choose a Gentile wife
所以他让他的仆人到他的本族父家来找一个女子
so he sent his servant to go to his hometown
所以他就仆人就带着骆驼到了哪里
So a servant took camels and he went to
米索波大尼亚
Mesopotamia
我们看到这边有一个这是英文啊有个叙利亚
So you see Syria
还有伊拉克
And Iraq
啊，那伊拉克的我们知道底下呢就是以前曾经亚伯兰住的地方 Ur
We know that further to the southeast is where Abraham used to live Ur
但是后来他曾经搬家了对不对
But later he moved
但是他搬家呢本来是要往神叫要他按指定他去的地方
Originally he was going to the land where God would direct him
但他停在哪里
But where did he stop?
Haran 就是往北一点
So if you go a little north
就是接近叙利亚土耳其伊拉克那个交代的地方
So near the border of Turkey and Syria Haran
对好从那里
From there
亚伯拉罕的仆人他到了哪边
So where did Abraham's servant go?
拿赫
To Nahor
大家记不记得拿赫是谁
Do you remember who Nahor is?
是亚伯拉罕的兄弟
He was Abraham's brother
碰到了谁？利百加。
And who did he meet? Rebecca.
利百加呢？明了这个仆人来的目的之后。
And after Rebecca understood the reason this servant had come here.
我们看一下那个图啊，看看他们住的地方。
Let us take a look at the place where he lived.
下一个。
Yeah, 再一个。
再一个。OK, 好。他们是住类似这样子的房子。
They lived in houses that were similar to these.
这如今还留在这里。
So this is what's still left there.
那利伯家就愿意。
And Rebecca was willing.
所以呢虽然他的父母他的这些弟兄姐妹要叫他等一等。
So even though her parents and her siblings told her to wait,
说不要这么快。
They said, don't go so soon.
我们今天不是也是这样吗？
Don't we do the same?
不，你要在这个人你要看清楚一点，你要先交往一下。
If you have to see this person a little better, you have to have some interaction first.
最好呢，陪他到聚会里面。
So first, to follow him to the meeting place.
看他爱不爱主。
See if he loves the Lord or not.
看他这个对主的话语的认识怎么样
See how his understanding of the word of God is
看他服事殷不殷勤
See how if he is joyfully serving or not
这些如果都过关的话
And if he passes these requirements
再来考虑
And then you can consider
利伯家呢
But Rebecca
他有没有见过以撒
Has she met Isaac before?
没有
No
他就听亚伯拉罕的仆人
She heard what Abraham's servant said.
说他是按着吩咐来替以撒娶个妻子。
That he was commanded to come here to find a bride for Isaac.
而且利伯家呢就立刻要动身。
And Rebecca had to leave immediately.
那就是开始了。
So that starts.
我们知道在圣经里面每一次讲到婚宴的时候
We know that whenever the Bible speaks of a marriage,
其实都指着将来有一天那个美好的婚宴。
It speaks of that wonderful marriage in the future.
启示录后面不是就提到了吗？
Is that not what is mentioned in Revelation?
新妇装饰整齐。
That the bride has made herself ready.
然后新郎迎娶的日子就到了。
And the day when the groom receives the bride has arrived.
那我们知道这个新妇预表的就是教会。
And we know that the bride speaks of the church.
好，利伯家他动身了。
So Rebecca begins her journey.
亚伯拉罕的仆人就他们就骑上骆驼就开始我们各位回到前面的那个地图
So let's go back a slide
就开始一直往南下去了
So they begin heading south
这段旅程大概有1000公里
So this journey is about 1000 kilometers long
他们是骑着骆驼
They rode on camels
他们不是坐游览车
They did not ride on a tour bus
他们不是坐飞机
They did not fly
开始的这个旅程
They began this journey
那 我知道 上一个多礼拜我们这边非常的热
And we know that last week it was very hot here
冷气好像都不 work 了
And it seemed as if our AC was not sufficient
利伯家走的路大概比我们上个礼拜的温度还高。
So the journey that Rebecca took was in an area that was hotter probably than what we experienced last week.
1000公里她走到哪里
?And 1000 kilometers, where did she reach?
我们换到下一张再下一张这里。
And that's this picture here.
这里看起来这个好像是废墟一样。
This looks more like a ruin.
那是一口井。
But that is a well.
什么井呢
What well is that?
我们弟兄上个礼拜讲到的
What our brother spoke about last week
Beer Lahai Lai
Beer Lahai Roy
Beer 就是井
So the word beer means well
我不去读那个经节大家如果知道就是当利伯家慢慢走到的时候那一天以撒在这一带的田野间他看见了利伯家。
And if you know the story, so while Rebecca was on her journey, while Isaac was in the fields that evening and he saw her.
当圣经没有描述利伯家从哈兰巴旦亚兰那边一直走到遇见以撒中间发生什么事情圣经并没有说。
Now the Bible doesn't speak about the details of anything that happened on the journey from Padam Aram or Haran down to Beer Lahai Roy.
好像一下子就到了。
In the Bible, it's almost as if this happened instantly.
的确，对于利伯家来讲，他的心完全在以撒身上面。
Now, indeed, for Rebecca, her heart was fully on Isaac.
他虽然没有见过以撒。
Though she had not met him,
却是爱他。
Yet she loved him.
如今虽不得看见。
And although you do not see him now,
这句话讲的就是从哈兰一直走到比尔拉海来这段路程如今虽没有看见。
This journey speaks about, this passage speaks about that journey from Haran to Beer Lahai Roy, although she had not seen.
每天的温度都是110度。
And although the daily temperature was around 110,
经过沙漠,
through the desert,
经过旷野,
through the wilderness,
经过高山,
through the high mountains,
却因信他就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
But believe in him, and you greatly rejoice, inexpressible, and full of glory.
因为他知道他要嫁给以撒。
Because she knows that she is going to be married to Isaac.
光这一点,
and just this point,
中间过程他就没有关系了。
Means that the whole journey is okay.
今天教会也是。
Today the church is the same.
从初级教会开始,
from the early church,
到今天,
until today,
2000年过去了。
It's been about 2000 years.
教会就好像走在这条路上。
The church is as if walking upon this journey.
我们知道教会有失败。
And we know that the church has failures.
我们个人也很软弱。
And we know that individually we are very weak.
外面的环境是非常非常的恶劣。
And the circumstances outside are very hostile.
当你的旅程走到特别在快终点的时候，
And as you approach the end of the journey,
你一定非常非常的累，非常非常的辛苦。
You are definitely very tired.
我不知道利伯家心里有没有曾经有一丝的意念想放弃。
I don't know if Rebecca ever had the thought of giving up.
但是从彼得前书这里这句话来讲，
But from 1 Peter,
我相信他里面的信心大过他身体的软弱。
I believe that her faith was greater than her physical weakness.
教会也是。
And the church is the same.
我们知道主来的日子近了。
We know that the Lord's return is soon.
我们也知道我们碰到非常非常多的难处。
And we know that we have encountered many difficulties.
不管在外面的。
Whether outside.
在里面的。
Whether within.
很多困难。
There are many difficulties.
但是他是信实的。
But he is faithful.
他要我们借着这段路程里面装饰整齐。
Through this journey, he wants us to be ready.
我想想看啊，经过这么长的路。
But consider it, after such a long journey.
这么热的天气。
In such hot weather.
利伯家应该烤也烤熟了。
And Rebecca probably was already baked in that weather.
所以教会就成熟了。
So the church is mature.
我们现在经过这些试炼。
So today as we go through these trials,
其实就是一个成熟的过程。
It is a process of maturity.
不要轻看这段路。
Do not look lightly upon this path.
不要抱怨。
And don't complain.
好，这是我开头的。
So this is the introduction.
我们来读一节圣经。
Let us read another passage.
罗马书。
Romans.
十五章。
Romans 15.
第四节。
Verse 4.
从前所写的圣经都是为教训我们写的。叫我们因圣经所生的忍耐和安慰可以得着盼望。
For whatever was written in earlier times was written for our instruction so that through perseverance and the encouragement of the scriptures we might have hope.
从前所写的圣经。
What was written in earlier times.
保罗这里讲的从前就是指旧约圣经。
And here what Paul speaks of is what's recorded in the Old Testament.
那时候没有新约。
That time there was no New Testament.
所以保罗告诉我们，从前就是这个旧约圣经里面写的，都是什么呢？要教训我们写的。
And so Paul says here that whatever was written in the Old Testament was written for our instruction.
这就为什么主还把旧约圣经留给我们。
This is why the Lord has left the Old Testament for us.
哥林多前书
，and First Corinthians chapter 10.
十一节
，verse 11。
他们遭遇这些事，都要作为鉴戒，并且写在经上，正是警戒我们这末世的人。
Now these things happened to them as an example, and they were written for instruction upon whom the ends of the ages have come.
所以旧约圣经写的，讲到以色列百姓遭遇的这些事。
So the Old Testament records all that happened to these Israelites.
旧约是过去了。
The Old Testament is what has passed.
那这些事呢，对我们呢？
And these things to us.
保罗在这里又再一次提醒。
Paul here again reminds us.
他说都要作为鉴戒。
That they are an example.
我们的鉴戒。
Our example.
这些事。
And these things.
他不是说这些故事
He doesn't say these stories.
这些不是主日学的故事
These aren't just Bible Sunday school stories.
这些发生的事
But these things that happened
都是教训我们
are to, for our instruction.
那上一次的确我交通到以色列两个半支派他们的决定
Last time I shared about the decision of the two and a half tribes of Israel.
盼望对我们有点警戒跟提醒。
And I hope that that is an example for us and a reminder.
那我今天想再交通一点。
And today I want to share.
我想这个是大家更熟悉的。
About something even more familiar.
在因为刚刚我们念的哥林多前书啊，就是这一个保罗是用着摩西带领以色列百姓出埃及的整个事情。
Now, Paul wrote these words here in 1 Corinthians regarding when Moses brought the Israelites out of Egypt into Canaan.
所以他提到说这些事都要作为鉴戒。
And that's when he said that these things happened as our example.
所以我们还是用着他们在当中所发生的事。
So let us speak about the things that happened among them.
好，我们来看出埃及记。
Let's turn to Exodus.
出埃及记第六章
Exodus chapter 6
第八节
Verse 8
这是、神对摩西说的
This is what God told Moses
也是对以色列百姓的应许
And it was a promise to the Israelites
第八节我岂是应许给亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的那地？我要把你们领进去，将那地赐给你们为业。我是耶和华。
I will bring you to the land which I swore to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and I will give it to you for a possession. I am the Lord.
神在这里讲说，他说我岂是应许给亚伯拉罕
？And here the Lord says, the land which I swore to give.
是神自己启示，而且他的应许。
And that is God's personal promise and oath.
所以我们说，为什么说迦南地是叫应许之地
？And that is why we call Canaan the promised land.
那就是因为那里提到，这是主应许的。
It's because here it mentions that it is the land the Lord promised.
他说：“我要把你们领进去，将那地赐给你们为业。我是耶和华。”
I will bring you to the land which I swore to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and I will give it to you for a possession. I am the Lord.
那地
That land.
在圣经里面啊，你如果稍微仔细一点
Now if you study the Bible carefully,
主总是提到那地
The Lord always mentions that land.
不是随便一块地
It's not just any land.
不是在 New Jersey， 也不是在加州。
It's not in New Jersey. It's not in California.
那地
，but that land.
所以每次我们读到那地，我们就要眼睛放亮一点。
So when we see the term that land, we should focus a little.
看看神要向我们说什么。
See what the Lord wants to tell us.
好，我们再来看民数记十四章。
Now, let us turn to Numbers 14.
民数记十四章第八节
，Verse
8。耶和华若喜悦我们，就必将我们领进那地，把地赐给我们。那地原是流奶与蜜之地。
If the Lord is pleased with us, then He will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey.
这边再一次 提到那地。
Again, here it speaks of that land.
我们刚才读了前面出埃及记六章八节呢，感觉上好像主向着以色列百姓说的。
In Exodus, we could see that it was what the Lord was personally telling the Israelites.
因为他说我启示，我应许。
Because he said the land which I swore.
那刚才我们读这个民数记这一节呢？
And here in Numbers,
感觉好像是神的百姓向着主有一个盼望，有个态度。
Now here it is with the people, they had an attitude or a hope towards the Lord.
所以这边说，耶和华若喜悦我们，
it says if the Lord is pleased with us,
就必将我们领进那地。
Then he will bring us into this land.
一方面，神应许，神向我们立约。
On one hand, God has promised. He established his covenant with us.
那一方面，我们说神若喜悦我们。
And on the other hand, we say if the Lord is pleased with us,
这是很好的。
This is very good.
因为我们不是理所当然的。
Because this is not, we aren't doing this as if it is certain.
我们没有任何理由可以进入那地。
We can't take it for granted. We have no reason that we should enter this land.
我们也不配。
We are not worthy.
对不对？
Right.
但是呢，神若喜悦，
but if the Lord is pleased,
他一定会把我们带进去。
He will definitely bring us in.
好，我们再来回到出埃及记十九章。
Now in Exodus 19,
因为我们都先来看一看主在这些话上面说的非常非常的肯定。
We can see through the word of God that He has spoken these things with much certainty.
十九章。
Chapter 19 of Exodus.
我们来从第四节念到第六节。
Let us read verses 4 through 6.
我向埃及人所行的事，你们都看见了，且看见我如鹰将你们飞在翅膀上，带来归我。如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的，你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。这些话你要告诉以色列人。
You yourselves have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now then, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be my own possession among all the peoples, for all the earth is mine, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak.To the sons of Israel.
神很严肃的来向以色列人说到他向着百姓的盼望。
Here God solemnly speaks of his hope for the Israelites.
我们知道那个时候以色列人正安营在西乃。
We know that at that time the Israelites were staying at Mount Sinai.
那神特别说了这一段话。
And the Lord especially spoke these words.
因为在到西乃之前呢，我们知道以色列人已经开始发怨言了很多次了。
We know that before they even arrived at Mount Sinai, the Israelites had already complained multiple times.
神对着这些百姓呢，虽然不太满意，但是呢，都没有任何的责罚。
And although God was not satisfied with this, he had not yet punished them in any way.
但是今天到了西乃这一站,
But now that they have reached Mount Sinai,
有一点不太一样,
something changed.
神开始向他们有一些要求了。
God began to have some requirements for them.
因为他们那时候已经从出埃及到西乃已经走了三个月了。
Now they had already journeyed about 3 months.From Egypt all the way to Mount Sinai.
这边我们刚才念的，我们都知道以色列人呢，在这个三个月发生所有的事情里面呢，神说你们已经看见我的作为了。
And regarding these 3 months,
对不对？
We can see that the Lord said you have already seen, so you see His position.
经过了十灾。
Through the ten plagues,
神十个神迹
God's ten miracles.
然后过了红海，再到旷野。
And then crossing the Red Sea into the wilderness.
他们都看见了，亲眼经历了神的作为。
They personally, They personally experienced and saw God's throne.
然后呢，他说，如今你们若实在听从的话，他们也听见神的声音。
Now they heard the word of the Lord.
借着摩西
through Moses.
所以神说，你们也听见我向你们说的。
So the Lord said, "You have heard what I said."
所以你们看见我的作为，你听见我的声音，所以你也要遵守我的约。
They have seen his seat, they have heard his voice, so they will obey his covenant.
这是神开始对他们有点要求了。
Now the Lord has a few instructions for them.
这边讲说，因为要在万民中做属我的子民。
Why? Because you shall be my own possession among all the peoples.
其实就是做他的见证。
In other words, to be his testimony.
神说你们要代表我。
God said, you will represent me.
在万民当中你要代表我。
In all the nations, you will represent me.
属他的子民就是当其他的世界上的人看见这一般属神的人，他们就知道有神。
When the rest of this world sees these people who belong to the Lord, then the rest of the world knows that there is a God.
所以你们是神的代表。
So they represent God.
然后他说，因为全地都是我的。
For all the earth is mine.
神真的把他的百姓拉高到我们不可想象的地位。
God has elevated his people to a place we could not imagine.
那我们可以看他们百姓怎么说呢?
What did the people say?
第八节,
verse 8.
19章第八节,
chapter 19, verse 8.
百姓都同声回答说, 凡耶和华所说的, 我们都要遵行。
All the people answered together and said, All that the Lord has spoken, we will do.
同心合意。
They spoke together.
等于他们也向神立约一样说是的。
It is like a covenant to God. Yes, Lord.
我常常想到，昨天晚上我也参加一个婚礼。
So yesterday I was at a wedding.
我们的婚礼，每一次到最后的时候，不是也要宣誓吗？誓词。
And we know that at the end of each ceremony, there's an oath.
然后主持的弟兄都会问这两位新人，对不对？你愿意娶她或你愿意嫁给她吗
？And the one in charge of the time would ask both the bride and the groom if you are willing.
他们两个人怎么说
？And what did they say?
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
同声合意。
It is spoken together in unity.
跟以色列百姓一模一样。
Just like the Israelites here.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
但是你知道吗
？But you know，
我们刚才念的这一段，当以色列百姓说我们愿意，凡耶和华所说的，我们都愿意。
When the people said all that the Lord has spoken, we will do。
40天
，in 40 days，
不到
，in less than 40 days。
Yes, I do 变成什么
？What did yes I do turn into？
我们都知道
，we all know。
他们就毁了这个约。
They destroyed this covenant.
他们就造了金牛犊。
They built the golden calf.
那我们晓得，他们整个在这个旷野里面，就是在这里，在反反复复的抱怨、悔改、抱怨、悔改。
And we know that within these 40 years in the wilderness, they continually.Would rebel and then repent and then complain and then repent and then so forth.
但是神他不会因着百姓的光景降低一点点他的标准。
But God does not lower his standard because of the condition of his people.
我们有时候为了鼓励孩子们，或者为了不让孩子太泄气。
Sometimes we try to encourage the children, and sometimes we don't want them to be discouraged.
我们要稍微降低一点标准，对不对？
And we may lower our standards slightly.
不要太严了。
So we are not as strict.
所以以后他将来，你现在叫他这个擦桌子，擦了不好。
So if you tell them to wipe the tables well, and they don't do a good job,
你不要要求这么干净。
Don't ask them to do it so neat.
他将来连抹布都不拿了。
Or else later on, they won't even go and grab the towel.
好，没关系，他只要稍微晃两圈 ，good job.
As long as they do a little bit, you say good job.
我们是不是常常鼓励孩子 good job？
So we often encourage our children with good job.
不管这个 job 实在是惨不忍睹。
Whether it was actually a good job or not so good a job.
那我不是意思不是说不要鼓励孩子啊。
Now that does not mean to say that you should not encourage your children.
我们真的要多鼓励他们。
We should encourage our children.
因为主也说，当人有愿做的心。
Because the Lord has also said, when you have a heart of a willing heart,
他会来成就。
He will do it.
哦，那个心很重要。
So that heart attitude is important.
但是我这边要说的，神对百姓的要求的标准，那是绝对不会降低。
But what I want to say here is that that standard for His people, that standard will not change.
神还是会安慰，还是会鼓励我们。
God will still comfort us and encourage us.
但是他不会像我们把标准降低了。
But He won't lower His standard just for us.
60分 pass 了。
So 60 pass.
没有，在神都是要100分的。
No, in God's eyes, you must get that 100.
但是他会给我们力量。
But he will strengthen us.
所以为什么保罗说，凡加给我力量的，我凡事都能行。
So that is why Paul says that I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
要他加给我们力量。
We need him to strengthen us.
我们真的一点力量都没有。
Because we have no strength.
但我们今天是呢，不是从他加给我们力量的，而是我们凡事都要行。
But today, the way we do things is, we don't look to Him for our strength, but we want to do all things.
你如果在公司、在学校是这样的话，那可能造成灾难。
Now, if you try to do that in your school or in your work, then perhaps you will bring a disaster.
那当然，在聚会当中，如果你想做你想要做的。
Now, in the gathering, if you want to do just what you're interested in doing,
哎呀，也是很危险。
That is a very dangerous condition.
靠那加给我力量的。
You do all things through Him who strengthens me.
但是以色列百姓要花很长的时间来学这个功课。
But the Israelites would learn this lesson after many years.
所以我们就提到。
So here we mention.
后来他们不是要准备差不多快两年的时候，他们要准备要去窥探那个地方吗？
After about 2 years, the Israelites were about to send spies into the land.
他们就派了12个探子去看迦南。
And they sent 12 spies into Canaan.
那这个故事我们都很清楚。
And we're very familiar with this story.
12个里面回来10个报恶信，两个报算喜信好了。
And there were 12 spies who went out. 10 of them came back and gave an evil report. 2 of them came back and gave a reasonably positive report.
我们来看一下好了。
Let's take a look.
民数记十三章。
Numbers 13.
民数记十三章27节。
Numbers 13, verse 27.
又告诉摩西说，我们到了你所打发我们去的那地，果然是流奶与蜜之地，这就是那地的果子。
Thus they told him and said, we went into the land where you sent us, and it certainly does flow with milk and honey, and this is its fruit.
28节。
Verse 28.
然而住在那地的民强壮，诚意也坚固宽大，并且我们在那里看见了亚纳族的人。
Nevertheless, the people who live in the land are strong, and the cities are fortified and very large. And moreover, we saw the descendants of Anak there.
这是12个人回来的报告。
This is the report of the 12 spies.
他们去看了描述出来。
They described what they had seen.
他们的描述是一致的。
Their description was one.
这里是12个人一致的描述。
This is the description from all the 12 spies.
所以呢，结论是什么？
And the conclusion.
那个地方果然是牛奶与蜜之地。
It certainly does flow with milk and honey.
我们知道他们两个人扛了那个葡萄嘛。
We know that there will be two people carrying the cluster of grapes.
然后他们又带了一些反正迦南的土产石榴啊无花果树啊。
And they brought some pomegranates or figs and so forth from the produce of Canaan.
所以非常的很多果子，所以说这就是那地的果子带来给大家看。
And they gave everyone the fruit from this land.
神描述的果然没错，神没有骗我们。
So what God had described was true. God did not lie to us.
12个人都是这样说。
This is what all 12 spies said.
那另外呢，还有第二点。
But there was a second point.
然后住在那个地方的人，民强壮，然后他们的城呢也坚固宽大。
But they, regarding the people in this land, they are strong, and the cities are fortified and very large.
我不知道大家有没有去过荷兰。
I don't know if you've been to the Netherlands or not.
欧洲的荷兰。
The Netherlands in Europe.
那荷兰是现在目前世界统计哦。 平均身高最高的国家。
Now, according to statistics, the average height of those in the Netherlands is the highest in this world.
那这个描述那个地方的居民跟他们的城邑坚固。
So here it describes that the people in that land are tall or strong, and their cities are fortified and large.
但是呢，当他们所观察的都一样。 不是有人看到好的，有人看到坏的，没有，他们就看到都一样。
So what they observed was all the same. It wasn't that some people saw what was bad and some people saw what was good. What they observed was all the same.
但呢，结论却不一样。But
their conclusion was different.
所以我们知道有十个人，他们说他们害怕。So
we know that there were 10 of them who were afraid.
有两个人
But two people
我们来看一下 第14章
Let us look at chapter 14
那儿子约书亚还有那个迦勒他们就对以色列全会众说我们所窥探经过之地是极美之地
So Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh they spoke to all the congregation of the sons of Israel, saying, the land which we passed to spy out is an exceedingly good land.
极美之地.
An exceedingly good land.
那其他十个人说什么呢?
What do the other 10 spies say?
我们来看, 在13章,
back in chapter 13,
在第32节。In verse 32。一样,他说,我们所窥探经过之地是吞吃居民之地,我们在那里看见的人民都身量高大。The
land through which we have gone in spying it out is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people whom we saw in it are men of great size.
完全不一样。Completely
different.
约书亚说，那地是极美之地。
Caleb and Joshua said that is an exceedingly good land.
那个land啊，就好像迪士尼land。
It's like Disneyland.
我想很多人都带孩子去玩过，对吧？
I think many parents have brought their children to Disneyland before.
孩子大概在他们长大之前，最大的心愿就是能够去那边玩一下。
Perhaps for children as they're growing up, their greatest desire is to go to Disneyland.
但是另外一批十个人,
but the other 10,
他们说不行,
they,
那是吃人的地方,
they said, no, this is a land that devours its inhabitants.
所以他们就抱怨了,
and they began to complain.
他们说巴不得我们早知道我们就死在埃及。
They said, if only we had died in Egypt, if we had known earlier.
他们咒诅自己。
They were cursing themselves.
把我们带到这个地方来。
You brought us to this land.
这是以色列百姓的反应。
This is the response of the Israelites.
当我们知道他们为了这个学了功课。
And we know that because of this, they learned a lesson.
你知道他们在哪里去窥探那个地吗？
Now, where did they go to spy out the land?
他们在加底斯。
They were in Kadesh.
我们来看一下好不好？
Let's take a look.
他们到了加底斯巴尼亚的地方。
They went to the area of Kadesh Barnea.
下面，在下面，在下面，在下面。好，等一下。这边是埃。
是以色列，
这个是以色列吗？哦，这是以色列这边看的。其实这里呢，就是在属于苏尔的旷野这一带。
Now this is the wilderness of Sur, and this is from the Israelite side looking towards Egypt.
啊，从加底斯过来之后，到现在以色列这一带。好，我们看下一张。这里是埃及这一边。
So that is the modern day Egyptian side.
这又有一个比较了。
So now you see another contrast.
埃及这边哦，哎，奇怪，还有绿洲。
You see that there's an oasis on the Egyptian side.
但我们知道，其实那时候摩西不是击打磐石吗？
Now we know that Moses struck the rock.
所以这一带是有水的。
So there is water on this side.
养活了以色列百姓。
And it was able to nourish the Israelites.
他们从这里翻过去，去十二个探子过去迦南。
So the 12 spies had gone to the other side.
我们回到前一页。
So let's go to the previous picture.
就过来，然后就这样走。
And they would cross, and they would continue.
那再往南往北走一点，就是这一带就南地。
So this is the area of the Negev.
然后再往上走一点，到希伯伦。
If you continue north, you reach Hebron.
我们弟兄上个礼拜有讲到。
So our brother last week had spoken about it.
好，那这边。他们就出问题了。
And here they encountered a problem.
加底斯的意思是
Kadesh means
圣洁
Holiness
圣洁
Holiness
人如果不圣洁不能见神。
If you are not holy, you cannot meet God.
所以其实在所有神的话里面，不管新约旧约，不管是地名人名，都非常的重要。
So we see that in both the Old Testament and the New Testament, whether it's a place name or a person's name, they are all very important.
不要说这个地名太难念了，这个人名我记不住。神实在是真的是找我们麻烦了。
It's not that God is trying to give us problems and He gives us names and places that are difficult to read.
我每一年新年我都立下志向，我要好好读圣经，读一遍。
So every year I have a resolution in the new year to read through the Bible.
但是不是我不愿意。
It's not that I'm not willing.
是主你把太多的人名地名摆在上面，让我念不下去。
But Lord, you have placed too many place names in other people's names and I can't keep reading.
我记得有个年长在我们之前的一个弟兄讲过一句话。
I remember a brother who has gone before us who once said,
神不会无缘无故把一些人名地名不管好不好记摆在圣经里面。
God will not aimlessly put places and people and their names in here for no reason.
神不会把废话摆在圣经里面。
God will not put any empty words in his word.
不需要我们知道的，圣经里面不会写一个字。
Now, if the Bible does, if it is something we don't need to know about, it will not be mentioned in the Bible at all.
不，但是我们通常兴趣的都是我们不知道的。
But usually we're interested in the things that we don't know about.
我们常常想一些问题，然后其实圣经里面没有的。
We often think of a few questions we have, and it's not explicitly in the Bible.
所以他说，圣经里面其实把这些地名、人名摆进去呢，是真的是帮助我们。
So actually, these places or these people are put in the Bible so that we can truly understand the meaning.
没有这些摆在这里面呢, 我们随便解释圣经, 我爱怎么解释就怎么解释。
Without these things, if you want to try to explain the Bible, you can explain it however you want.
我们知道解释圣经有好多方式。
We know that there are many different methods of interpreting the Bible.
最多的就两种方式。
And there are two most common methods.
一个就是字句解释圣经。
One is a literal interpretation.
还有一种就是灵意解释圣经。
And one is a spiritual or interpretation of the meaning.
这都很重要。
And those are both important.
因为神的话是活的,
because the word of God is living.
是活泼的,
it is alive.
不是死的,
it is not dead.
所以不能仅仅只有字句解释,
so you cannot only have a literal interpretation.
那你可能最后变死的。
If you only have a literal interpretation, then you turn into dead words.
也不能只有灵异解经,
but you cannot only have a so-called spiritual interpretation.
很多异端就是这样出来的。
Because that's how many cults are formed.
所以神要把这些我们不太喜欢, 我们很 boring, 很那个枯燥的, 这些人名地名摆上去。
And that is why God includes these names of places and people that we sometimes find boring in the Bible.
我就用一个, 不抱歉,
now perhaps not everyone agrees with the way I say this.
我们都很喜欢歌中之歌。
We all enjoy reading the Song of Songs.
很美的一个。 那通常结婚很多人喜欢用里面的经节来 作为结婚里面的鼓励，或者是表示自己的心意。
And we know that we all like to use the Song of Solomon, and sometimes we'll use it in weddings, and people will use it to express themselves or their enthusiasm.
所以呢，今天有人说歌中之歌就是婚姻的书。
So some people say that the Song of Solomon is a story of marriage.
你可以运用在婚姻。
Now indeed, you can use it regarding marriage.
但是这不是为了婚姻写的书。
But this book was not written for marriage.
很抱歉我这样说。
Now forgive me for saying it this way.
有人认为这就是婚姻的书。
Some people think that this is just a book about marriage.
的确，里面很多可以帮助我们在婚姻上面。
Now it is true, there are many things in here that can help us regarding marriage.
但我再说,
but let me say again, this is not the Lord's purpose.
今天我们用很多灵异把神的话解释掉了。
So today we have used many so-called spiritual interpretations to explain away the word of God.
所以有一个牧师, 他可以写一本书, 叫做 Love Wins.
And that's why some pastor once wrote this book called Love Wins.
那是什么书呢?
What kind of book is that?
他全部都用圣经的经节,
he uses many different passages in the Bible.
那他写这本书的目的是什么呢?
And what is the purpose of this Bible? I mean, his book.
他说, 所以神认同同性恋。
He used his book and used the Bible passages to say that God approves of homosexuality.
他用神的话, 把神的神给解释掉了。
And he used the word of God and he explained God away.
这是很危险的。
And that is very dangerous.
所以神真的为什么把很多东西摆在上面?
So why does God put so many things in his word?
其实我们如果都不念这些人名地名哦, 我们也可以看起来蛮属灵的。 如果你很认真的话,
if you study the Bible carefully, you can still appear spiritually even if you don't read these names.
我们甚至说旧约那些, 哎, 那是, 我们现在新约哦,
and sometimes we even say, oh, the Old Testament, that's all old. We need to be new.
没有,
but no.
神说什么,
whatever God has spoken,
就是对我们真实有帮助的,
that is for our instruction.
我想我今天很难把那个整个讲完, 但是我觉得讲到这一点我必须要再重复一下。
So I don't know if I'll finish everything I wanted to say today, but I believe I must emphasize this point.
我们对神的心意，我们是真的，我相信大家都有心愿意 愿意认识神的心意。
I believe that everyone has a desire to know the will of God.
我们知道我们神他是有目的的神。
We know that God does things with a purpose.
所以他的话都是有一定他的目的。
So all his words have a purpose.
因为天地都是他设计出来的。
Because he designed this entire world.
不会无缘无故乱碰乱碰碰出来的。
He won't just randomly create things and something just forms.
每一个东西都有它的目的。
But everything has its purpose.
它如果设计出来就有它的目的。
If he designed it, it must have a purpose.
我举个例来讲。
Let me give you an example.
我们家的椅子。
Our chairs in your houses.
椅子的设计是来干嘛的？
What are chairs designed for?
举起来处罚人用的吗？
Do you use them to punish people?
有哦。
Some people might do that.
我小时候老师就处罚过。
When I was young, my teacher used the chair as a punishment.
那在我们家中，我讲一个大家一定常常会用。
So I'll say something that people often use it for.
我们灯泡坏了。
If your light bulb is broken,
我们拿个椅子来踩在上面，对不对？
We often use the chair as a stool so that we can stand up and we can change the light bulb.
所以你可以用这个椅子来做这个事情。
You can use the chair for such a purpose.
但是椅子的设计是为了来换灯泡的吗？
But was that the original intention of the chair?
绝对不是吧？
Of course not.
梯子才是吧。
Now that's a ladder. That's why a ladder was designed.
所以我们可以借椅子来做一些不是它原本设计的目的，可以。
Now perhaps we can borrow this chair to use it for some purpose that wasn't originally designed for.
但是还是要回到这个椅子设计的目的。
But ultimately this chair had a purpose in its design.
对不对？它是给我们坐的。
It's for us to sit on.
所以今天我们用神的话也一样。
So today when we use the word of God, it's the same.
要小心。
We must be careful.
有时候我们可以借一下，哎，对我们有点帮助，可以的。
So sometimes we might borrow a few passages and we find it helpful.
但是你不能说这个就是神的意思。
But you cannot say that that is what God meant.
这为什么今天有这么多的宗派？
And that is why there are so many denominations today.
各家有各家的说法。
Everyone has his own interpretation.
我里面想的，我把这个圣经也找到来符合我想的。
So if I have a preconceived notion, I go through the Bible and I find whatever matches what I thought.
我们真的要小心。
So we must really be careful.
否则的话，我们真的用神的话把神的意思给解释掉了。
Otherwise, we may use the word of God to explain away what God meant.
所以我很鼓励弟兄姐妹真的在读特别旧约的确是有点枯燥有些地方。
Now, I really encourage brothers and sisters to read the Old Testament, even though there are some passages that do seem rather dry.
但是如果你慢慢慢慢看到一点亮光的时候你会发现真的很奇妙。
But as you see a little bit of light, you realize just how amazing it is.
神里面用的一些话的意思口气我觉得实在因为他认识我们
Because God knows us
但是我们不认识自己
But we may not know ourselves
我想我的时间呢不太够了
So I believe that my time is running short
我其实才三分之一
But I only got through about a third
那我最后我想最后
But finally
来读回到我们一开始因为我觉得还是给弟兄姐妹我们真的是神很眷顾我们
Now God truly watches over us
他也知道2000年来走在这条路上真的是不容易
And he also knows that 2000 years upon this way is not easy
仇敌一定跟利伯家讲说不要去了以撒也没长得多英俊对不对你去那那么辛苦而且去那个地方还是旷野
And now the devil must have told Rebecca that, oh, don't go, because you don't even know what Isaac looks like, and the place where you're going is still a wilderness.
那边啊，不，你要有水，还是要挖井才有水。
If you want water, you must dig wells.
你在那个米索波大米亚这边是肥沃月湾。Now
the Mesopotamia is also known as the Fertile Crescent.
我相信。 仇敌一定很多这种声音。
I believe that the enemy must have many such voices.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
我们念两节经文，我们就结束。
Let us read two more passages.
提摩太后书。
Second Timothy.
这个也是我这一次到西雅图，感谢主，领受到了一点。
Thank you, Lord. This is also what I have received when I was in Seattle.
提摩太后书第四章，我们知道这是保罗他要殉道之前写给提摩太的。
You know that Paul wrote these words in 2 Timothy 4, shortly before he was to be martyred.
第四章第六节到第八节。
But chapter 4, verse 6 to 8.
我现在被浇奠，我离世的时候到了。
For I'm ready. Already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come.
那美好的仗我已经打过了。
I have fought the good fight.
当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
I have finished the course.
所信的道我已经守住了。
I have kept the faith.
从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留。
In the future, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness.
就是按着公义审判的主到了那日要赐给我的。
Which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day.
不但赐给我。
And not only to me.
也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人,
but also to all who have loved his appearing.
保罗不仅有这个把握,
so Paul had this assurance.
保罗对着神还有个把握,
but Paul had another assurance toward God,
就是我们,
which is for us.
也会赐给凡爱慕他显现的人,
that the kind of righteousness is also to all who have loved his appearing.
英文讲说，不是desire，是爱他显现的人。
Now in Chinese it says desire his appearing, but here in English it says loved his appearing.
这就是利百加里面的心智。
This is the heart in Rebecca.
但愿我们爱慕他显现。
May we love his appearing.
这样我们虽然 没有见过他,
that we have not seen him,
但是我们里面爱他,
yet we love him within us.
我们里面就满有荣光的大喜乐,
and then we have joy inexplicable.
当我们大家一同聚集在主面前,
as we are gathered together before the Lord,
不管是读主的话,
whether to read the word of God,
我们彼此交通,
or whether to fellowship together,
我们彼此服侍,
or to serve together,
那个爱慕他显现的心不能少,
we must not lose that love for his appearing.
少了, 如果少的话,
if you are lacking it,
我们这条路真的走不下去,
then it is impossible for you to finish this path.
真的走不下去,
it really is impossible.
所以但愿主给我们有这样的盼望,
so may the Lord give us this hope.
也但愿他给我们的警戒提醒,
and these examples and these reminders,
我们不要轻看,
may we not look lightly upon it.
我们还是有点祷告。
Let's have another word of prayer.
主我们感谢你,
Lord, we thank you.
谢谢你真的是眷顾我们。
We thank you that you do watch over us.
主啊，因为你也说过, 你要保守我们不失脚,
because you have said you will keep us that we do not stumble.
主啊，我们真的必须承认我们非常非常的软弱。
We confess that we are truly very weak.
主啊，那些试探引诱搅扰我们的非常的多。
And there are so many temptations and trials that try to stir us up.
我们胜不过。
And we cannot overcome them.
但我们感谢主。
But we thank you, Lord.
你已经胜过了。
That you have already overcome.
主啊，你
应许我们要带领我们进入那地, and you have promised us that you will bring us into that land.
主啊,
so here we have a prayer.
主若你喜悦
，If you are pleased，
带领我们进入
，May you enter， May you bring us in，
主啊，这一条很长的道路
，This is a very long way。
主，但愿我们里面的盼望、里面的喜乐越来越大。
May the hope and the joy within us grow each day。
因为我们知道还有那么一点点的时间，我们就要遇见你。
Because we know that in just a little while we will meet you。
主啊，你就在野地里等我们。
You are waiting for us in the fields。
我们感谢你。
And we thank you。
主啊，这么宝贵的应许。
This is such a precious promise。
主啊，叫我们不轻看。
May we not look lightly upon it。
主啊，我们感谢赞美你。
We thank you and we praise you。
求你纪念在这里聚集你的百姓。
May you remember your people here。
我们感谢祷告是奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' precious name。
Amen。